This is the headline on Sun-Times architecture critic Lee Bay's column the other day. Bears have designs on the lakefront as Mayor Johnson plays the wrong position of cheerleader-in-chief. Lee, sounds like you don't care for this plan. Where do we start?
True. I'm not a fan. And not so much not a fan of the architecture, because that's kind of the way stadiums look these days, but really of the deal that wants to put it together.
I wanted to ask you about the stadium's roof, and you mentioned that, you know, it's translucent, it allows in the sunlight, but not the elements. Isn't that large glass window where you can see the skyline a part of this that you definitely approve of?
I do. I mean, I think if we were talking about another part of the city, or maybe even Arlington Heights, the view at that window might not be as good. I think we'd be having a different discussion. Readers have emailed me to say, "Don't you think the stadium is ugly?" And I say, "No, I don't. I mean, I think it's where stadiums are. When you look at SoFi, Allegiant, I mean, that's kind of where they are now, and I think it's fair." Maybe you could argue that it's a bit cut and paste. Maybe it's too much like the other stadiums, but it isn't. Architecturally, I don't find it an eyesore.
You wrote the Bears didn't disclose the stadium's dimensions, and you have a problem though because it's going to be so much taller than Soldier Field. Do you think it's just too huge for the lakefront position it's going to be in?
I do. I think the idea is that okay, people will say, well, there's already a stadium there, Soldier Field. So Soldier Field, with the addition, the controversial addition, is about 150 feet tall. This stadium would be, I forgot, what did I say, 80 feet taller? I mean, mm-hmm. Significantly taller, mm-hmm. than the other. And of course, it's going to be wider as well. So that's really the problem. It's really huge. I mean, keep in mind that Soldier Field, at least under its original configuration, and the museum campus buildings are almost all of the same kind of rough scale. They all kind of harmonize with each other. This thing is going to be way, way, way bigger than all of those buildings, and just throws it out of balance, I think visually.
And what about turning Soldier Field into a recreational area within the preserved historic colonnades? Do you approve of that plan?
No, actually, that's the part I like. That part of it is actually good. It's too bad that it would take this other stadium to get us there. But that's the part I like. I mean, it provides these kind of ball fields and open space that I think are harmonious with the campus, harmonious with the lake. The problem is, though, to go back to the financing, to get to that phase of the project, that's like phase two of the project. So the stadium would be built, the new stadium would be built, and Soldier Field would still be there next to it. And then in this third phase, or the second phase, is when Soldier Field will be deconstructed and turned to the thing that we see. And if they never get the money, I mean, it's iffy if they'll get the money for the first phase, but if they never get the money for the second phase, or it takes them 2 years longer or 3 years longer, then it's a weird thing. We kind of have this unfinished site with these two stadiums sort of staring at each other. It's a weird thing.
You agree the museum campus does need a revamp, right?
It does. It does. I mean, it's still tough to get to, still tough to bring public transportation into it. And it does need it. I mean, one of the things that the mayor Lightfoot was looking at with the committee that she had formed was a way to kind of put these buildings in harmony with each other and to revive the campus. Now with the Bears driving, that's out the window now, and now the Bears are driving the development of the campus, where the roads go, all that stuff. That I think makes it more of a Bears campus than a museum campus.
And people are writing lately about how this is actually going to cost more than projected. Do you agree with that?
Oh, it does. I mean, we reported, I think the figures over the weekend, I think it's like $6 billion all. I mean, that's the Bears $2 billion piece. But the public piece would be the lion's share of the rest of that. That's a lot of cash. And, you know, I think the governor and some of the legislative leaders are saying we've got bigger fish to fry than this.
Well, one person who agrees with you, an economics professor at the University of Chicago, and he's a noted stadium skeptic, Alan Sanderson, he said, his quote was, spending public money on the project is akin to the team having used its number one pick in the draft, not on Caleb Williams, but to draft Brandon Johnson. It's pretty funny. Lee Bay, architecture critic, Chicago Sun-Times. All right, we'll be talking about this topic for a while, pro and con. Appreciate spending some time with us this morning, Lee.
Indeed, as always.